I met a guy. He was all tatted up. He had some tribal tattoos. I remember him telling me specifically, because at that time, I was going to go get a tat. And this was maybe 5 years ago. And he's like, dude, whatever you do, you got to get a big one. You can't get a little one. You got to go big or your whole back. And then I got thinking, well, I'm not ready for that. But he goes, no, if you go small, then you're going to want it bigger. And then you're going to do something around it. Then you're going to go big. It's like, I'm telling you, when you're ready, go big. I'm like, eh, all right, when I'm ready. Well, today, I'm not ready. Today, of course, it's a lot different than the past, right? And check this out. This is a professor, Professor Nicholas Thomas. He's the director of the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology at Cambridge University. That's a pretty serious position. He said that the tattoo has made a powerful comeback. No kidding. I mean, how many shows are on the reality television doing tattoos, right? No doubt. And here's quoting this gentleman, Mr. Nicholas Thomas, says, there has been an extraordinary epochal change in the last 25 years. I like that, epochal. That's a pretty big word. He says, we now see our bodies as something we have a responsibility to design and make, okay? And he says, you know, you identify this design, it's not inherited. So he's like, you could basically use your body as like a white canvas. So it's like, forget about what you inherited, but this tattoo or any tattoo is a vehicle for particular identification.